want that I'd be happy. Gonna be so happy. Living life alone and never sharing anything. Thought that I was finished. Thought that I was complete. Thought that I was whole instead of being half of something. Thought that I was growing. Growing all the wiser. Understanding why this world will not.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live here at 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I don't know the song, Mr. Well, Joseph J. Ardell.
The movie is called Mama's Boy. The song is Then I Met You. And the artist is The Proclaimers. It's the same group
and
that
I
brought
would
us.
Walk 500 miles.
I love that
I
song.
Love
that.
Guys.
Walk 500 more.
Why, Eric?
Yes, I figured
why?
You'd like that.
I love
why?
That song. Yeah. I said Ardo and I meant Ardo. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's back to not pronouncing
I was thinking of Bobage.
I know, because that was a really good segment. So
my grandmother used to call, "Oh, you such a great, cute boobage."
One of our listeners.
Did she say booby? I forget.
One of our listeners just sent us a text, and you know they knew it was Proclaimers.
What did they say?
Yeah,
they knew it was Proclaimers.
Wow, what are they winning?
They don't win anything.
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Quick?
What? Well, anyway, that was a really good segment. The last segment, again, check out the Milky Way, all about breastfeeding. And,
yeah,
you know,
very important topic.
It is a very important topic.
And thank you to Tricia calling in. Very good questions. And that deserves a lot more time, and maybe one of the business shows will do that because I think it was really interesting.
Yeah, and again, it's 12:30 p.m. Sunday, May 18th at AMC Arizona Center. Contributions go toward the Arizona Breastfeeding Coalition Phoenix. Ooh. You can visit tug.com and MilkyWayFoundation.org. And again, tug.com, that's a website where they bring a lot of movies that are not usually coming to the Valley. You know, you have to like request them, and only if it gets a certain amount of people who want it is when it comes. You know, this is like Paranormal Activity did that kind of promotion, and you know who wanted the early screening of it. But but it's already been confirmed. Enough people wanted the screening of it.
Excellent.
So
it's a big topic.
Yeah, big topic. Yeah. And also, by the way, I wanted to give a shout out to My Breast Friend. They are the sponsor of one of the sponsors of the movie of the Milky Way, and they make some quality products.
Shouldn't be My Breast Friends, plural?
No.
Okay.
That's your company that you're creating. My Breast Friend is a company. They create a lot of like pillows that make it easier to breastfeed and stuff like that.
I see.
So yes, it's all about Mother's Day here on Breakthrough Entertainment. And during the last hour, we've gotten a lot of different shout outs, just by email and Facebook page and stuff like that, breakradioshow.com. You can give your mom a shout out, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. I've got a shout out to I gave a shout out to my mom earlier.
A shout out to the Chevrolet.
Yeah, okay, and thank you. And also, I wanted to give another shout out to my aunt, Cindy.
Oh,
thank
auntie.
You. She listens as
is
well.
Is she an aunt or an aunt?
Aunt?
She is not only an aunt, but she is also my godmother. So,
oh, wow. You know, that's really nice. That's a duplication of roles.
Yeah, she supports me, and she listens every week. She's a very big fan of the show. And
nice.
Yeah, so thank you both to my mom and my aunt / godmother.
And she drove the Chevrolet.
And
she's an insect, huh?
Right. Okay. I am not British, so.
British aunt.
It's still pronounced aunt, no matter where you live.
And Daniel gives a shout out to his mom as well.
You mean Danny?
No, Daniel.
Oh, who's that?
Daniel. I don't know. Just one of our other listeners.
Oh, okay.
And
And
some of our other Amy gives a shout out to her grandma as well. I know that we have a grandma's day, but
this is like a telethon.
And one of my favorite movies,
and Richard,
of course,
as well. A big shout out to his mom,
Big Richard. One of my favorite funny movies, of course, is Grandma's Boy. I love
Grandma's
it.
Boy. Yeah,
yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's
that
a candy
about
bar.
Alan
too.
Culver and all those guys. Yeah. Jonah Hill when he was younger.
Oh, he's developed really nicely as an actor.
Yeah. Yes, and we all very much respect mothers across the country, and all of our listeners who are mothers or godmothers or grandmothers or aunts.
And just remember, be special every day of the week as a parent.
That was
and
some
that's
nice
a, that's very apparent
Dave's
to me.
Random
and that and that's apparent to me. Yes.
Yeah. But again, go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F, and give a shout out to your mom or give us a call, 602-252-1480, if you want to give a shout out to the special lady in your life.
And if you want to do right to your mom or grandma tomorrow, you're going to be taking her to North Mountain Brewing Company. Go to northmountainbrewing.com. In the top right corner, click the T or the F, like them on Twitter or Facebook for more information. Of course, the Mother's Day buffet tomorrow, address 522 yep. East Dunlap Avenue. A lot of great stuff, a lot of great food. Mm-hmm. But again, call in advance. Number there, 602-861-5999. And you get set up. Best to reserve your spot. A lot of interest, obviously. Great place, but especially when you look at the occasion and the extra items now coming on the menu for this great day. You got prime rib, ham, among many other things. So definitely check it out, northmountainbrewing.com.
Yes, and excellent. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Sounds like delicious.
And I've made myself extra hungry again.
Yes, well...
I'm getting hungry.
Well, we can. I think we've got a. We have possibly a listener, and so we'll just.
Probably one of your fan club members.
Well, we've got a lot of fan club members.
You're a celeb.
But we're bringing on Bobby right now. Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, Happy Mother's Day, guys, to your mothers. I want to wish a Happy Mother's Day to my mother, Verna, who's in heaven.
As looks
like
nice.
She's playing dominoes and drinking beer. And I also want to ask you guys about the bar crawl. How does one get involved in that?
The bar crawl. Okay, yes.
All right, I'll hang up and I'll listen.
You just drink till you crawl.
No, stay on. We want to hear your reaction.
Here's the thing. I don't drink. I've been sober and 12-step for 30 years, but I have more fun sober than most people do drunk.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't drink, by the way.
And you can remember the fun.
Yes, I remember the fun.
And I get paid for being a designated driver.
Hey there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I haven't gotten paid for that, but that is a good idea.
Yeah, well, if you ask for it, you put your hand out and you say, that'll be $25, please.
Wow, nice. That could be a good...
Per mile.
Per mile?
Wow. And if you throw up, that's $50.
Right, clean up.
That's right.
There you go.
Have you ever done any themed bar crawls? Or...
No, but I want to because I also morph into Katiana, the cat lady, because I take care of old, ugly, and abused animals, and I work with volunteer groups. Regarding spay neuter, which you guys wouldn't be interested in.
Oh, spay neuter? No, we're
spay neuter of animals because there's so many of them that are being killed in the valley.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a very good cause.
I agree, but I would go as Katiana, who's a really interesting person.
It sounds like it. That's fascinating.
So talk about the bar crawls and how they start, or where you show up, or blah blah blah.
Okay,
I'll hang up and I'll listen.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Have
thank
a
you
for me.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah. Just briefly about the bar crawl, just to let you know. If you want more information about it, send me an email, entertainmentbreakthrough@gmail.com, entertainmentbreakthrough@gmail.com. But we do a lot of bar crawls around the valley. We do like at least one time a month, and we do it in Old Town. So over there at Shotgun Betty's and Derby House and.
Is it sponsored by the bar?
No, well, they're specials all the time, so like happy hour specials, mm-hmm. and I know we should do like a crawl that goes over to the North Mountain Brewing Company sometime as well. But there's it's like happy hour specials and not free drink. Occasionally there's free drinks.
What time do they normally start at? You start pretty late or like 6, 7-ish? Or?
Sometime they start at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Yeah, I've done a few of them that start at 2 p.m., but most of them start around like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I know I'm doing one next week that's around 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And each one has a theme. I just did my halfway to Halloween bar crawl a few weeks ago where I dressed up as Magic Mike. And I know next week the theme is inappropriate T-shirt bar crawl.
Oh, so I want to go to that one.
Everyone has to wear a shirt that has some sort of inappropriate phrase on it.
Or water, like a wet T-shirt.
You can do that, but you probably wouldn't get into
me. Not me.
Okay. Well, we can sponsor that. I don't know if I don't know if Bobby would be into that. But send us an email if you want more information because the information is constantly changing. entertainmentbreakthrough@gmail.com. Again, that's entertainmentbreakthrough@gmail.com.
Well, let me decipher this. What I'm thinking is that you start at one bar and you spend a certain amount of time and you move to other bars during the night. How long do you spend at each bar?
Each bar about an hour. About an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
And there are designated drivers, or you just walkage?
You walk from the each bar.
They're close by.
Yeah, you start. Yeah, and maybe a block away or something like that.
Is there food there and stuff?
Yeah, of course. Most bars have food.
Women?
There's a lot of women, especially Shotgun Betty's. There's
They do that? What does that mean?
There's
Shotgun
poles.
Betty's. Oh, what?
There's poles. It's not that kind of place.
It's a striptease place?
It's not, but they've got
it. But if a girl feels like dancing on the pole, she can.
And occasionally the bartenders do.
Wow.
Yeah. But of course not like when I was dressed as Magic Mike a couple weeks ago. I don't think
you had to pole dance.
I wanted to, but I don't know if they wanted me to.
Wow.
A lot of my friends wanted me to, but I was afraid I was going to get kicked out, so I decided to just.
Why would they kick you out for that?
I don't know. Why would they want me to do it?
I don't think they would, especially if they already saw those ones on your belt. That you said. Yeah, I think they would have.
I think there's occasional 20s, too.
You're
a
got
professional.
Some extra 20s,
that's true.
Maybe even
you're
some hundreds thrown in there.
You
got to take your little marker, though. Make sure those 20s and hundreds are real.
Is it pro before bros?
Pro before bros? Okay, right. But yeah, so that's basically what it is. You start at one bar and you go, and occasionally there are good causes. By the way, you do $5 or $10 in order to get the specials, and you get a wristband, and it goes to some sort of charity. And each different event has a different charity.
And so, you don't drink.
I don't drink. A lot of the other people drink, but I don't drink. And that
what happens? They get drunk.
You see some pretty amazing things, and. By the end of the night, we always end at some place with dancing. International is a very fun place for dancing over in Old Town, Scottsdale.
And do you dance?
I dance, yes.
Wow.
I twerk.
I don't know what a twerk is.
That's the... You know, I read something...
We'll show you videos.
I twist. I twist.
I spoon. I read something...
I robot.
There was a column, one of those advice columns, and
your
someone
turn.
Someone was confused. They said that they overheard their kid talking about twerking, and they said they really don't want them in the drugs.
Oh.
Yeah. They were a little confused, weren't they?
Apparently.
Yeah. Twerking is dancing. So
okay.
If any moms out there on this Mother's Day weekend hear their kid talking about twerking, it's just thrusting your hips like Miley Cyrus.
Oh, like Elvis.
No.
Oh.
In a different motion.
How would
different,
that look?
Different thrust.
Like what?
I'll show you. Off the air.
Show Greg and let him describe it.
All right.
No. Well, stay away from that. Right. I know Miley Cyrus doing it either. I don't want
to. Oh, Miley.
Right. Okay. Well.
Blurred lines.
Yeah. Robin Thicke. All right. Well.
Alan Thicke.
That's his son.
Oh, is it?
Oh. See, I knew he would say. Oh,
are we in Canada?
He's the last person to find out.
Yes.
Canadian.
Is there a moon?
Okay. Canadian. All right. Well, again, we gave Mom's Night Out a big breakthrough at the beginning of the show. Highly recommend you going out and seeing it. And I got a chance to speak with actor Sean Astin earlier, about a couple weeks ago. We really wanted to get him live, but he really is a busy guy.
Mm-hmm.
Been a lot
if
of things.
You say so.
Okay.
Yes.
And so I did get a chance to speak with him, but let me tell you a little bit about the film again. First, Sarah Drew plays one of several moms who entrust their children to their husbands for a few hours so that they can have a much-deserved grown-up evening of dinner and conversation, only to discover that everything goes horribly wrong as a result. Again, I got a chance to speak with actor Sean Astin. The movie is called Mom's Night Out, and here is my conversation.
I am Breakthrough Entertainment film columnist Joseph J. Erdo, and today we are speaking with actor Sean Astin about his role in the new comedy Mom's Night Out. First of all, Sean, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. So I usually reserve this question for later in the interviews, but Mom's Night Out is a strong moral movie. If viewers were to come away from watching it with some sort of general theme, lesson, message, or idea, what do you hope that might be?
Just that it's important to remember to take care of yourself, particularly for, it's called Mom's Night Out, so moms and women to know that, you know, your identity as an individual is really important, and that maybe we can even be better moms and dads and better husbands and wives if we remember to take care of ourselves sometimes too.
Oh, absolutely, and I think that there's, you know, it teaches us that we do not have to be perfect in order to be really strong role models too as well. So, you know, tell us, for those who might not know about the film yet or haven't had the chance to see it, tell us a little bit about your character. You play the main character's husband and father of her children.
Yeah, you know, I think I sort of am playing a character much like myself, you know, a husband, a father of several children, and somebody who's working hard and trying to do the right thing in the world and finds himself you know, sometimes a little bit out of ammo in how to be a great husband, how to be a great father. So he both has to lean on his wife and try his best to support her.
Yeah, and did you were you able to pull from your own experience?
Are you kidding me? With this film, I didn't draw from my own life. It was my own life. Only the big difference is that the character in the movie is maybe a little better than I am. Doesn't hesitate to be supportive when he's supposed to, where I think I wouldn't get as good a grade. And my kids, you know, my wife watching this film are going to think, you know, how is it that when you're on the screen, you know exactly what to do, and when you're here with us, you still have, let's say, room for improvement.
And has Christine got a chance to see the film?
Yeah, they've watched it, and they were very, they approved of it. I think it struck them like it struck you as very fun and meaningful.
You know, you're very talented yourself, but your mother is an absolute legend. For those who may be unaware, your mother is Patty Duke. And have you gotten the chance to share this film with her yet? You know, I mean, especially sit next to her in the theater and watch it?
And I can't imagine. If she and I went to the movie together, I'd probably want to go outside until it was over and then come back out and sit back next to her again. I don't know if I could sit and watch it with my mom. It would be because she'd keep looking at me and saying, do you see what I'm telling you? That's how you're supposed to be.
Terrific. And, you know, tell me a little bit about the importance of having entertainment value in there as well as the message, because this is a very funny movie. The car chase scene is just, you know, hysterical.
If you hit people over the head with a message, they're not likely going to get it. But if the message comes through from telling something in a way that people really enjoy, and those moments, you know, the car chase is fun, you know, going to the hospital is fun, you know, the tattoo parlor is hilarious. There's just things where if you take normal life and you just turn the volume up a little bit and you have some fun with it, it can be, I don't know if outrageous is the right word, but you can just have a good time. And that was really what the Irwin brothers, who made this movie, wanted to do. They wanted to have a good time. They wanted to make something fun and funny for audiences, and sounds like with you they got it done.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I think one of the absolute stars who steals every scene she is in this film is Patricia Heaton. I know she had a lot of involvement in the film. So what was it like to work with her? Is she as fun on the set as she is watching?
What you see is what you get. She's charming, she's funny, she's witty, she's beautiful. She's just, you just really can't say enough about and they're a talented performer. She's a fantastic lady.
Terrific. And, you know, I know we kind of covered this already, but did this character teach you anything about yourself? Do you think after the opportunity to step in his shoes, and do you think that you might be able to take away some lessons?
I think there's an absolute and valuable takeaway for me from my character, and what it does is just to remind me that, you know, when you watch this movie and you see my character try and do the right thing, try and be supportive, it's very sweet and honorable. It's of like, oh, you know what, don't beat yourself up too bad. Everybody gets some things wrong, but really try and be supportive of your spouse. Be there, be present, be the best you can be for your family. Definitely. I don't know that it taught me anything new, but it's certainly like, you know, hearing and feeling a pulse of reminder about the importance of it.
Wonderful. Well, you know, again, I want to thank you very much, Sean, for the opportunity to speak with you. Wish you the best of luck with this release, and I look forward to speaking with you again very soon. We'll invite everyone to go out and see Mom's Night Out.
Thank you so much.
I am Breakthrough Entertainment film columnist Joseph J. Erdo. Today we are speaking with actor Sean Astin.
That was the whole interview.
But I just thought it was so good I wanted to hear it again.
I know. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Joseph J. I like that.
Well, thank you.
Like Dr. J.
Well, Sean Astin is a really good actor, you know,
very
from
good.
The Goonies.
He's been around.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I did ask him about 24, and because he did have that one role on in the one season, but
he didn't mention much about Patty, his mom.
Patty, well, you know, I wanted to keep it more on him instead of on Patty Duke.
You did ask him that question,
or right. His father John.
Father right. John.
His father John asked.
Was he a priest?
Adam's family.
Oh, Farmer John, the Dodger dog.
Was he a priest?
No, he's John Astin.
Father John. Okay. Well, anyway.
Okay.
But yeah.
Nice interview, Joseph J.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, he was a lot of fun to talk to, and so I appreciated Sean Astin taking the time to speak with us.
Yeah, it was great. Excellent interview.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
And, you know, again, continue to give us a call. I think I'm saying the number too fast. I've gotten some texts. Give us a call if you want to share a Mother's Day message, if you want to shout out to your mother. 602 252 1480, 1480, again, 602-252-1480, and you can give a shout out to your mom and, you know, maybe share any memories about that special lady, because we're all very grateful for our mothers, and, you know, even mothers who aren't our own mothers, because without moms.
Yeah, like other mothers.
That's a store.
It is? Other mothers?
Yeah, it's like a thrift store.
I haven't heard of that.
You haven't?
Other mothers?
Yes. Well, anyway. Well, if they're...
Or the mother next door?
Is that a movie?
Yeah, well, the girl next door.
Okay. Well, anyway, thank you very much for that. But
more than welcome.
Another one of my favorite Mother's Day movies is called Mother. And you ever heard of this movie?
No,
Debbie
never.
Reynolds plays the mother. And Albert Brooks plays the...
The father.
No, the guy.
The guy?
The son.
The son?
Yes. And this is called Mrs. Henderson. It's by Paul Simon. It's one of the only times that Paul Simon is allowed or has actively involved.
No, this is Mrs. Robinson.
Yes, but he changed the words. It was all because he was like friends with, I think, Albert Brooks or Debbie Reynolds or something like that.
Hey, hey, hey.
To again.
Oh.
Yeah. He changed all the words, and so it's Mrs. Henderson. So.
And he got Paul Simon to sing it.
It's all about Albert Brooks is moving back in with his mother. And that's, as an adult in your 40s or 50s, is that a good idea?
No. I don't know. Is it Greg or Joseph or Eric?
Because your mom's busy.
Don't ask me.
Your mom is busy with problems of her own.
So you're saying, is it a good idea to have your mom move back in with you?
Woo, woo. Cuckoo, ca-choo.
No, yeah. The other way around.
Oh, move in with your mom? I thought you said have your mom move in with you.
Well, that's The Millers. That's a TV show.
Oh, how is it? Good one?
That's a really good TV show. We'll talk more about TV shows in a couple seconds.
And what is this?
Mrs. Henderson.
No, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Where are you heading? Heading up north. Big Sir? No, Big Mama.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here at 1480 AM KPHX. This is Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, and Eric Reiner enjoying his delicious healthy salad in there.
Yes,
while
actually,
I enjoy my little snack, my kind bar. And Dave disappeared. He should be back momentarily. Yeah, he's taking his time in the facility, I guess. But yeah, a lot of great stuff going on. And, of course, Joseph, what do we have coming up next?
Well, before we get to that, this song is by Sega Ancien. The song is called Mo Passe la Rivière Taniers.
Yes.
Something about the Tanier River.
Okay.
I don't know. But the movie, it's a really simple title. Mm-hmm. It's not Mom. It's not
Mama.
Mother. Yes, Mama.
Yes.
You got it.
I've never seen it, but of course I've heard of it.
That's a horror flick, right?
Yeah, yes. So it's another one of those. I'm sure we'll feature this song.
I saw it.
You did? Did you like it?
I think I did. I'm trying to remember it, I remember it was a horror film.
I think Jessica Chastain, wasn't she in it?
I don't recall.
I don't know. Well, anyway,
look it up.
It was okay. I didn't love it, but so it's our Mother's Day special here on Breakthrough Entertainment, and I'm sure that we will feature that song again on our songs, Music Made Scary by Horror Movie
And yes,
show.
Jessica Chastain was in it. I didn't see it, but I have that up.
Another redhead, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
She's cute.
Yes,
there
she is.
Yeah. And let's talk about another cute guest, another cute woman. She's our guest next right now. Actress Loretta Walsh is joining us. She is on When Calls the Heart. She plays a mother on that show. And so we'd love to get some insights from her about what it is like playing a mother on TV or in plays or, you know, all that stuff. So thank you so much for joining us, Loretta.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, tell us a little bit about When Calls the Heart. If none of our listeners have seen that or someone hasn't seen that yet, so what character do you play?
When Calls the Heart is it's a Western that is on the Hallmark Network in the U.S., and it's featured on Super Channel here in Canada on Wednesday nights. And it's a Western set in 1910. It's the executive producers are Michael Landon Jr. and Brian Bird, and so it really has a very Little House on the Prairie kind of feel. It's really a story about a young teacher who moves from the East to the frontier in a fictional town called Coal Valley, which is a mining town. And it's our story really about community and faith and hope. And one of the main storylines that I'm involved in is there's been a big disaster in town at the beginning of the series, and a whole bunch of women have been left as widows as their husbands have perished in a big accident, leaving a lot of single mothers.
Wow.
Wow,
yeah. So it's a very heartwarming show, and it's also really about how a community can work together to get their lives back on track and find joy and support and all of those good things.
Excellent.
That sounds really like a good theme. And, you know, my ears perked up when you said Little House on the Prairie, and if it's similar to that was one truly maybe my favorite TV show of all time, and Michael Landon was just fabulous. So you mentioned Michael Landon Jr., so one of the kids of Michael Landon.
He is a wonderful, wonderful man. I have to say that even just from meeting him at the first audition, I just liked him immediately. He really does have a very charismatic presence, and it's just a very kind and present and very very fun person. He's got a really wicked sense of humor, so he's very fun to work with on set, and I'd say he's got to be like one of the top five nicest people on the planet. Honestly, he really is just lovely.
Well, is he from Canada?
No, he is from the U.S.
Oh, okay.
And so we are shooting here in Canada. I live in Vancouver, and we're shooting just outside of town in Langley.
I love Vancouver.
Western town that is built out there called Jamestown. Oh. And it's so authentic that, you know, the sets and the wardrobe are all, you know, you really do feel like you're going back in time. So that's been really fun.
And I was going to, you know, the reason I asked if Michael was from Canada, because I was going to make that whole joke about how Canadians are all nice and everything like that, right?
Yeah, no. Well, yes, they are. I'm originally from Australia, but I married a Canadian. And, you know, what's not to love about Canada? And Canadians, they're just the most lovely people, and they really do live up to their reputation of being very welcoming. I'm so sorry. That's my dog.
What's your dog's name? Marcus?
My dog's name is Milo, and he's just hearing some action outside our front door, so feeling that it's his job to protect the place.
Well, no problem at all. No problem at all. I've got a duck named Frozen, and anytime I'm trying to do an interview, he's quacking in the background. So.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's very cute.
Yeah, and so Dave?
You know, I was just Googling Michael Lennon Jr., and he was on, actually, Little House on the Prairie.
He was.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. And I recognize him. A great actor in his own time, actually.
And Dave's always talking about people's, how wonderful their voices sound. And I want to say, Loretta, especially when you said Australia, that was beautiful.
Yes, my accent comes out.
Yes.
Very thick. It does. As soon as I start talking about home or as soon as I talk to members of my family, it absolutely does start to come out very thick. I've had to work very hard over the years to be able to pretend to be an American. But, it's great. It's great. It's always really fun.
Absolutely.
To be able to do different accents.
And we know that you are a mother in terms of, at least you've got a dog there, and I'm sure that the dog, considers you a mother. But are you also a mother to any children?
Not yet. I'm not. That's certainly something that my husband and I definitely talk about and wish for the future. Yes, I do have a little fur baby at the moment. but I understand that having your own children is absolutely more extreme, and there's way more commitment and responsibility.
It's exhausting.
With the animals. But I was a nanny for many years of my life, actually. I've worked with children a lot. I was a nanny for 15 years, and I'm also the eldest of four children. So my youngest sister, I was almost like her second mother because I'm actually 12 years older than her. So I have had a lot of experience with children, but can really speak from my experience as an actor what it's been like to research being a mother and play one on television, and also at the moment I'm also playing a new mother on stage as well.
Really? Tell us a little bit about that. I know it's a pregnant or recent mother?
Yes. The play is called White Hot, and I'm actually doing the Canadian premiere of it. I'm producing the play as well as acting in it. And it's by Tommy Smith, and it's a really critically acclaimed, a wonderful play that premiered in New York and has also played in Seattle as well. We've only had two shows, and they've both been sold out, and it's a real crowd pleaser. People are really loving this show. It is the character that I play of Lil is newly pregnant with her first baby. So I think that she's really figuring out, she's really questioning, what is motherhood? What does this mean for my life? She knows that it's going to be a massive transformation of some kind. And I think that, talking to friends who have children themselves or who are pregnant themselves now, there are a lot of questions and things that come up, a lot of wishes for your children, and also a lot of questions about what does this mean, and am I going to be a good mother, and how am I going to deal with this, and how am I going to deal with that? I think there's lots to explore, and that's certainly something that I really discovered through my research and the playing of this role as well.
Absolutely, it all sounds very interesting. And any other projects that you'd love to share with our listeners? Anything upcoming?
Yeah, the big things at the moment is that When Calls the Heart just got renewed for season 2, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
So we're really thrilled to go back to Coal Valley. So that will be starting to shoot soon. And White Hot is the big one at the moment. We're only doing 6 more performances. So if you're in Vancouver, please come along and check it out. Tickets are available at kindredentertainment.com, which is my production company. And yes, I'm going to be working on another movie actually on Monday. A movie of the week called Stolen Daughter, and so I'll be playing a mother on that show as well, actually.
Wow.
A very protective mother.
Well, then you'll be pretty prepared when it comes time, right?
I hope so. I've done a lot of research, and so I hope so, but I don't think that there's anything that can truly prepare you except for true life experience, you know, when it does happen. But I do look forward to that.
True. And, well, you know, again, remind our listeners when Calls the Heart is on. It's on Hallmark Channel, right?
It is. When Calls the Heart in the United States is on Hallmark, and it has already aired, and okay. It's on Super Channel in Canada on Wednesday night.
Excellent. Well, again, actress Loretta Walsh, you know, from When Calls the Heart, thank you so much for joining us, and happy Mother's Day, and, you know, just enjoy your weekend.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
That was an excellent interview.
And you know that I love Australians. I love the accent. And you know,
yeah,
Nicole.
Olivia Newton-John.
Okay. Well, not anymore, but...
What?
Many
she
years
still
ago.
Has an Australian accent.
Well, she does have that, yeah.
Okay, you thought she went
Remember,
to...
Joseph was born in the 80s, like myself. So
yes.
He was
How about
to
Rose
say
Byrne,
Nicole
then?
Kidman.
Nicole Kidman,
yes.
Of course.
Oh,
yes, there you
yeah.
go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
What was Tom Cruise thinking?
Well, you don't know what that guy's thinking.
Yeah, when he let her go.
Still a great actor, though.
Probably saw her doing her business there in...
doing her business?
In that movie with Tom Cruise.
Yeah. And he's like, who's that guy?
Eyes Wide Shut. No, right. The other business. Eyes Wide
that
Shut.
That was a strange movie,
yes.
wasn't it?
Yeah, we got
no,
to see
I didn't.
Her.
I know.
Doing what you were doing earlier during the break, Dave.
No, okay, yeah, we don't want to...
Twerking?
That's
twerking.
What he was doing?
Yeah, I was doing some twerking.
Wow.
Yeah, he was out here in the lobby twerking.
Exciting.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm a good twerker.
Well, let's take a quick break. Again, we're celebrating Mother's Day here and Mothers on Breakthrough Entertainment. And this song is What I Like About You, sung by Lilix. It's from Freaky Friday, which was a movie when Lindsay Lohan switched
places
with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Exactly.
And at a
That's
Chinese
her mother,
restaurant.
Right? Uh-huh. A fortune cookie, all that goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty cute.
Pretty cute movie. That's a nice Mother's Day movie. And also the song is also the theme song from What I Like About You, an Amanda Bynes TV show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny Garth.
Jenny Garth, sorry.
Interesting how we talk about Amanda Bynes
and Lindsay Lohan.
Although I hear Amanda Bynes doing well, though, now.
I hope so. I really hope that she comes back with this show because it was a really great show, which we'll be talking about more shows after the break.
And we'll be right back. This is 1480 AM KPHX Breakthrough Entertainment. Be right back.
It's true.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633. Or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today,
602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Throw mama from the train, a kiss, wave mama from the train, a goodbye. Throw mama from the train, a kiss, and don't cry.
And welcome
baby.
Back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live here on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Crisscross.
And I've been on a train before, and I saw many mamas on the train. None of them were thrown off.
Thank goodness.
And it was very amazing to me.
Right. We don't want any mamas thrown from the train. But,
why would they say that, though, in the song?
Well, it's because it's Patty Page. Not Patty,
Patty
Duke, but Patty Page. It's an old song called Mama from the Train, and it's all about throwing Mama from the Train a kiss. And it's actually one of the inspirations of the movie, Throw Mama from the Train.
And the mama in that, of course, was from the Goonies, the scary old ladies.
Who were the other actors?
Danny DeVito and Billy Crystal.
There you go.
And Billy Crystal, his new stand-up thing, I think is on HBO. Great, great stuff still. Still hilarious.
Right. And before we bring on that, I just want to let our listeners know, if you have a shout out for any of your moms, give us a call. 602.
Any of your moms?
Yeah. Well,
I have three moms. I was a test tube.
Some people have two moms.
Yeah, parts of me
came out looking like Danny DeVito though, and not Arnold. So. Yeah,
602-252-1480. 602-252-1480, and we've got a caller right now.
Shannon, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Glad to be on.
Well, thank you very much, and you have a shout-out.
I do. I'm going to send this link to the show to my mom out in Michigan. Her name is Linda, and I just want to tell her thank you for having me. I tell her this every year. And and also, you know, somebody had mentioned, I think it was Joseph, about something that she did, that your mom did, that was really exceptional or something to that effect. You know, I'm really grateful that my mother had taken me to the library and instilled a love of reading. That's something I still enjoy every day of my life and have passed on to my son. And so I'm very grateful that she did that for me and for having me.
That's very sweet. And it's nice that you honor your mom, too, by the gift that she gave you in reading. My mom, who passed away, however, did the same thing for me. And it's important when you look back, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, I was in the library just like 2 days ago, and it really dawned on me how important this was to my life, that she had done that. And I remember different trips as a very young girl, and then taking my son when I was raising him, and he, you know, just the whole cycle of it has been really wonderful.
Yeah, it helps you be a better mother as well, right?
Exactly, it did.
That's excellent. Well, happy Mother's Day to both you and your mom.
Linda in Michigan.
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent.
And Shannon, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Have a great
weekend.
You're
welcome. That was sweet because, you know, honor, respect.
Yes.
And acknowledge.
Yeah, exactly. So again, you know, give us a call, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480, if you have any shout-outs to your mom or, you know, want to share a special memory, you know, so that's excellent.
I'm doing my Mother's Day thing today. We're going to True Food, to all the siblings and mom, and then to a movie. We're probably, it sounds like we're going to see the Cameron Diaz, Leslie Mann, the Other Women movie.
Okay, I have not seen that. They screened that a little bit difficult for me to see.
If that's the one we do see, I can talk about it. But,
okay.
So
see Mom's Night Out.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll see if it's playing by where we're
going to be. There is an excellent car chase in that movie. It is the best car chase of the entire summer in Mom's Night Out. It is hilarious, and the comedy in that.
Was it like little Daewoo going down the street?
It is a mother's. Yeah, it's kind of there's a van and a taxi involved.
Actually, the minivan drivers are pretty crazy, though. I noticed You know, usually the people that drive the big trucks are the ones that tailgate and stuff. Sometimes the minivan drivers, they just cut right in front of you. Well, and,
like Mimi Driver. What's her name?
Okay.
And Mini Driver.
We'll talk about her in a moment. Yeah. But the
You know her?
No, I don't. But I'll, there's a segue into that. But, okay. But in terms of the minivan drivers, the if you're a mom and you think your kid is in trouble or your kid is late for soccer practice or something, you really got to get
Maybe that's what it is.
Especially here in Phoenix today with all the closures and everything and I-10. Oh,
absolutely.
So they're going to be speeding down. We do not recommend speeding down Thomas or anything like that.
No,
they're going to be doing that.
Never
That's bad. Yeah. That's even bad. Do not drink and drive.
But don't go 10 under speed.
Don't
speed
smoke.
Or take speed.
There's a reason why there's a speed limit, you know.
Yes.
Stick to that.
And the speed bumps.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Well,
and also, when a light turns red, it does mean stop.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Very
when
good.
It turns yellow, it means speed up.
Oh, my God. And the views expressed on this program are not necessarily
especially when you're a football field away from getting by.
Oh, yee.
Terrible.
Don't listen, crowd.
Don't recommend
don't
this.
Listen.
Well, let's talk about something a little more upbeat. No, actually, let's talk about something really sad. Rest in peace. Several shows have been axed.
Which
this
ones?
Week because, you know, the network upfronts are, you know, right around this time. And so the latest figures are in, not figures, but news is in.
Figurines.
There's been a lot of shows that have been canceled.
Yes.
And there's quite a few shows that have been renewed. But let's see, you know, maybe your favorite is on the list. The reason I wanted to bring this up today is that, you know, I was a huge fan of How I Met Your Mother. We had our special several weeks ago, How I Met Your Mother special, because that final season is finished. It's no longer on the air.
Finished.
So that show is over.
Yes.
So I needed a new favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
I had found it with Mixology, a show on ABC. It's Wednesday nights on ABC around 8:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Not around 8:30 p.m., but at 8:30 p.m.
What season?
It was the first season.
Oh,
first
okay.
season. It's 13 episode season, and they've got 2 episodes left to air. I love the show, and it's canceled.
Aww.
It is canceled.
Oh, no.
I brought the show up a few weeks ago. It's basically like 10 people in a bar the entire season, so 13 episodes. It's set at one night in that bar, how they all interact, and, you know, the guys are trying to close with the girls, and the girls are hitting on the hot bartender, and the bartender's got these musical.
Who does the bar crawl there?
I don't know. Well, you know, and that might be a reason why I enjoyed the show so much because
Write your own show now to replace it.
And it was very much How I Met Your Mother. It was like that.
Yeah.
Very unique, very creative. And
well, if it was like How I Met Your Mother, then it's not very unique, is it?
Well, no, it was not the same way. I'm saying that it was inventive like that.
Oh. Yes.
It was not your standard sitcom.
I got a solution for you.
There were flashbacks and, what?
Watch reruns.
13 episodes. How many times can I?
Oh, I do that with Star Trek and Little House on the Prairie.
Well, as great as Freaks and Geeks was, sometimes when you watch the same
episodes
over and over, it's a little tough.
But Mixology always lifted my day. I would watch it when I wasn't feeling very good or something like that. I would save those episodes. And just because it was just a very happy show and, I mean, very interesting characters. But I will agree with this. As soon as it's on DVD, I can't wait to own it because
there you go.
It's a very nice character arc throughout the film, throughout the show, throughout those 13 episodes. So definitely check that out. There are 2 more episodes left to air. So Wednesday nights on ABC, 8:30 p.m.
Yes.
Another show that was one of my favorites, The Neighbors. Not Neighbors that we talked about earlier.
I've heard of the show.
The Neighbors is with aliens. It's people that move into a community that basically aliens live there.
And it shocks me that it's going off strictly because I've heard of it. Because I don't really watch a lot of TV right now, at least the new shows.
Yes.
So if I've heard of it, it's shocking that it's off.
And that was on ABC, and that's in its second season. That was canceled. And that was like my third favorite show.
Doesn't need to hit season 3 to get into syndication.
They need, I believe, like 88 episodes, something.
Oh, really?
Like
you just don't have any luck, do you?
No, I don't. And this was another unique show.
Horrible, Joseph. Just horrible.
They did a lot of musical numbers and stuff like that.
Oh, that's
so,
why you liked it.
Well, I mean, it was a very unique show. Mm-hmm. Again, people don't like to take risks. Another great show that I've talked about before on the air, The Carrie Diaries.
Yes, I won't say my joke.
Okay. Right. The Carrie Diaries, I loved Sex and the City. I love The Carrie Diaries
How about
even
In
more.
The Country, though?
More quiet.
Wherever.
Right. Yeah, I think in the park. Nice. Right, Eric?
In the barn.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, you got some cows in there.
Well, The Carrie Diaries is also canceled, so that was a prequel to Sex and the City, all about Carrie when she was a teenager.
That's a prequel, really?
Yeah, it was a prequel. And Anna Sophia Robb, absolutely beautiful. So there's my question.
Yeah.
I told you I was going to give you a question. If I had a question that I wanted a yes to, it would be to Anna Sophia Robb. I'm not going to say the question on the
Amanda
air.
Siegfried.
Will you go out with me?
No, will you go to the city with me?
Sure. Dave.
Or the country.
Or the barn.
Doesn't matter where it is.
Greg said the barn with the horses.
In the mixology bar.
That's a Prince
and,
song.
You know, sometimes there's pigs in there, too.
But no, Anna Sophia Robb.
By the way.
Anna Sophia Robb. Just can I, like, look at you and stare at you because you're beautiful?
Oh, thank you.
Not you.
Oh!
Okay.
Sorry.
Another show that I loved, Raising Hope. That one's canceled.
You talked about that one earlier.
Yeah, that was a great show. It was from the same guy that brought us My Name is Earl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so very funny show. That one's off the air. Community, another one of my favorite
shows.
I've
heard of that.
I'm so sorry.
They had aspirations.
They canceled it before and then brought it back, didn't they?
Yes, they had aspirations for 6 seasons and a movie. Now they're only at 5 seasons. So that's
Wasn't Chevy Chase in that one?
He was, until he went nutty and they got rid of him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Another show that is canceled. A lot of people are upset about this. Trophy Wife.
Okay.
Ellen Ackerman.
Yeah, we're mad at that.
Oh, yes.
We hate that.
That was a good show. They canceled that. One that I'm sure that, I don't know if you ever watched it, but as a fan of Seth MacFarlane, Dads.
Yeah. Yes, with Seth Green.
And yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dads is canceled.
I didn't watch it, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I see that here. It's only one season in, right? Or did they make it to two?
Only one season in, yes. And so that's canceled. I thought that was pretty funny. And then one that might, those are all the ones that I have on my list that are definitely canceled. One that's on the bubble right now, it probably will be canceled, is The Crazy Ones.
The Crazy Ones.
Ooh, I love that one.
I've never even heard of these.
Robin Williams and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, and, she was in The Cruel Something.
Yes, Cruel Intentions.
Yeah, that one.
Very Buffy good. The Vampire Slayer. Yes. So that one might be canceled, looking like it will probably be. Another show that's on the bubble right now, it will probably be renewed, Last Man Standing with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see.
I've seen that show a couple episodes.
So what's staying
it's
then?
Decent. Well, here's what's leaving. Staying. Here's what's staying. Modern Family.
Like that
renewed.
One.
Mm-hmm.
It's decent. The Goldbergs. I like The Goldbergs. That's a very funny show, all based on Adam Goldberg's experience growing up in
you
the
80s. You mean Sandberg?
No, Adam Goldberg.
Hamburger?
It's pretty much the
Adam
same
Goldberg.
Person. But the Middle.
The Hebrew Hammer.
Yep. The Middle?
The Middle with Patricia
Love Heaton. That yes. song, Meet Me in the
no,
Middle.
No.
What station? These are ABC shows.
Were all ABC. Two Broke Girls on CBS. That's been renewed.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
we just.
A very funny show.
Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, that's been renewed. Yeah. Mike and Molly. A lot of people love that show on CBS.
Yeah.
And there's a show on Fox that hasn't been on that long, it seems like. Family Guy?
Yeah, Family Guy. That's been renewed, as has The Simpsons and Bob. Bob's Burgers.
Absolutely.
The Simpsons, I thought they were ending that.
No, that's still going on.
It will never end.
American Dad is moving to TBS.
Bob's
Fox
Burgers.
Canceled that.
Is that like White Castle?
The Bob's Burgers is a very funny show.
See, Family Guy's one of my favorite shows on TV, but I haven't really seen a new episode in like 2 years.
Oh, really?
I haven't had a chance, but,
they're
love
doing
the
a
show.
Crossover with The Simpsons next season. They just Simpsons just did a Lego episode,
oh,
which was
okay.
pretty good.
Oh, nice.
And Simpsons did a future episode.
I've never really watched
older.
The Simpsons. Not that I don't like
that's
it.
Hilarious.
But I just, right, I never really had the chance, but at some point I
will
catch up on all 39,000
seasons. You've heard their theme song,
seasons.
Though.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Simpsons,
okay.
Meet the Simpsons.
All right, Dave.
Dun, Mom, da, 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 Mom da. Has been renewed.
Oh, she has?
Yes. With Anna Faris, Mom has been renewed.
Oh, there's Anna Faris.
Yeah, The Big Bang Theory, probably the highest rated sitcom on TV right
hearing
now.
Hearing a lot of good things about that.
Yeah, that one's a good one. Brooklyn Nine-Nine has been renewed despite
that looks
low
hilarious.
Ratings.
Low ratings, ooh, even with Sandberg?
Yeah, it's got low
well,
ratings, but it's
time to watch
decent.
This stuff.
Glee, one of my favorites.
Oh, Glee.
Yeah. And About a Boy has been renewed.
About a Boy?
So, that's a pretty decent show. That's based on the movie About a Boy. And then also
that was a great movie.
Yeah, and was on my best list actually. It might have been like number one or two.
American Idol.
And
Bones.
Yeah, of course. And The Millers has also been renewed. The Millers is a hilarious show with.
They got a prequel to that.
I can't remember his name right now, but
and I don't either. But speaking of The Millers, even though I've seen We're the Millers before, and we talked about, I did watch it again this past week.
Yeah.
One of my favorite comedies of last year, just hilarious.
There's actually a sequel to The Millers coming up.
Really?
Next year, Miller Lite.
Okay, very good. Well, The Millers, the TV show, is a hilarious show, and that's from the same guy that brought us Raising Hope.
Oh, okay.
And my name is Earl. So I think right now my favorite shows. My favorite shows right now are of course.
I think you'll like Silicon Valley.
I hope so. The
Millers
and the Goldbergs and maybe About a Boy. I don't know, because I'm really sad that Mixology is over. But so tell us a little bit about Silicon Valley.
Yeah, no, it's a great show. Like we said, with Mike Judge doing it from Office Space, of course, and. Beavis and Butthead. So, but it has that Office Space type of, as Eric mentioned, the vibe to it and the humor. And the main star, Thomas Middleditch, of course, I haven't seen him in too many films, but he's been in a bit. Fun Size, that movie with Victoria Justice. He was sort of that nerdy guy that befriended the little kid who was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He had a minor role in Wolf of Wall Street. So he's done a lot in the campaign. He's great. I mean, taking over in a lead part because, he hasn't been that lead type of guy, at least from what I've seen, and doing a great job of it. And, of course, J.T. Miller on the show is always funny. And Martin Starr, who, of course, from a lot of the Judd Apatow films. And so a great cast with it. And I'm sorry, T.J. Miller. I think I said J.T. I'm just...
And Will Arnett, by the way, is the guy I was thinking of from the Millers.
Oh, you were? Will Arnett. He's hilarious.
Yes.
And T.J. Miller, if you're not sure who I'm talking about here, she's out of my league, of course. He plays Jay Baruchel's best friend.
Oh, good movie.
And he's been in quite a bit. Definitely, if you haven't had a chance, if you don't have HBO, I think there's other ways to watch. I think they have HBO Go with a minor subscription there. You could get a
You still have to subscribe.
That. Yeah, that's what I was saying. A minor thing, but I don't think it's too bad. And check it out. And like I said, I don't really watch a lot of new shows. Like I said, Family Guy's one of my favorite shows, even though I haven't really watched a new episode in a couple years. And, but Married with Children, so obviously everyone knows my type of humor. And this is a funny show, but it has some good experiences, and it's really based on Mike Judge's experiences when he was out there in, I believe, the late 80s.
Well, again, Breakthrough Entertainment's Mother's Day special. We want to wish a happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there. And I saved the best for last, Dave. This song that it's gonna take us out of the show is from Mamma Mia, Meryl Streep.
I love it.
Where is gonna sing us into the break, and I'm sure that Dave and I are
we will be singing.
Dave
this
and
one.
I are going to.
I do want to do a shout out for all the single dads out there that take the role of mom and dad. So that's nice.
You want to sing it now?
Wait, ready? Which one is it?
Here we go, Mamma Mia.
Oh, here we go. I don't know this one.
Have
a
good day, everyone. Joseph and Dave will take this.
You just mouth it. You're lip singing. That is a good
song. I recorded my voice because this way I can sing it. Right, Greg?
You mean this is you? Oh, this is him. He's actually recorded it. Anyway, this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM. Stay tuned for a Real Hockey Talk coming right up after we enjoy Mamma Mia.
Yes, that's me.
We'll be right back.
Mamma Mia. Does it show again? My, just how much I missed you. Yes, I've been broken hearted. Ooh, since the day we parted. Why did I ever let you go?
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5000. 5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480.